Does the hat look weird? Is it fine?
I don't know. Does it look fine?
Does the hat look okay?
Well, I don't know.
Welcome again to the Approaching Sunday video series in which we unpack the theology of music and the songs that we sing. My name is Joel. Today, I'm going to be talking about another new song we're going to be introducing, and it's also another song that I wrote. I promise it's not just going to be every song we introduce is going to be mine, but I'm excited to introduce this song, Be Glorified, because of the one, it's a different style than we're typically used to, so that might whet your appetite, and two, that was a weird way to say that. That it's also something that I think that many of us in our Christian culture today wrestle with, and it's the idea our lives are not our own, and so in every aspect of our life, we need to be living for the Lord, for His glory, and not our own. And so when I was writing this song, I was thinking about 1 Corinthians, in which Paul kind of talks about and encourages and challenges this church in Corinth to live for the Lord and to live like Christians and not to live like non-Christians, like they have been or pursuing the things of the world. And he kind of culminates it all in chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, which says this: "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Paul, in this instance, is specifically talking about not being sexually immoral, which, as he says, is a sin against your own flesh and your own body. But I also think that we can apply this to every aspect of our life, not just simply what we do with our own bodies, but what we do with our thoughts, what we do with our words, what we do with our jobs, what we do with whatever, fill in the blank. And so the chorus of this song is super, super simple. And it literally just is, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified in me. With each new day, in every way, be glorified in me. And it's a fun song, it's a fast song, so it might even be easy to miss the message of the song. But I hope that as you think about saying that, singing, be glorified in every way, in with each new day, be glorified in me, what you're saying is, God, I don't want the credit. I don't want the glory. I don't want the honor. I just want you to have that. If you look at our culture today, that's the completely opposite of what it is. And it's even seeped within our Christian culture. Andrew Wilson, who is our student director here, has told me a story about a sixth grader he had one day who said, "Okay, Andrew, I have a question for you." And Andrew said, "Okay, what's your question?" And he said, "Everyone tells me I have to be myself and that I should be myself. But then everyone at church and my parents are telling me I need to be like Jesus. So how do I be like Jesus and be myself?" And I love that question because he doesn't even understand how deep that question really is, because it gets to the heart of what the culture has tried to make us believe, which is you're fine how you are. You know, come as you are and then stay that way. Or God made you however you are. You can't choose whether your sexual orientation, you can't choose this stuff. You are the way you are and that's okay. Because if you were thinking about it, being yourself and being like Christ, what would you put higher? Well, obviously you'd put being like Christ, right? Being like Jesus over being yourself. And that's the appropriate way that we're supposed to live our lives. Our lives are supposed to be lived out to pursue God's glory, and that in pursuing God's glory, we will righteously live out the way that God's made us to be in our personality, in our gifting, in our jobs, and where the Lord's placed us in our marriage or relationships, whatever. Think about how many marriages would be radically changed if both spouses said, "God, in with each new day and every way, be glorified in me." Because if that's our goal, we're going to be pursuing righteousness, right? If our goal is for our own glory, we are already not going to be pursuing righteousness. And so when things don't go well in our lives, it's no wonder. Our goal, our motivation was skewed and sinful to begin with. And so, church, my hope is that as we sing this new song, that as you think about God's glory wrapped within a fun song, you would be excited about sacrificing with your days, about dying to yourself in your marriages, about doing the hard and the right thing at work. As Christians, we often choose the justifiable thing and the justifiable option over the best option. The best option is the one that always gives God glory. And the justifiable option sometimes, and I think more often than not, makes us look good. Let's say that you are having issues in your marriage, or your employer wronged you, or your spouse had an affair, or anything. You've been wronged in some way, and so in some aspect, you could be justified in whatever response you have. And even believers would say, yeah, I could see that. But the best option is God's glory. Your employer wrongs you. You still serve them, and you still give them a hard day's work, because you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for the Lord. That's the best option. You're having issues in your marriage. You love and you serve your spouse, because the justifiable option would have been to not serve your spouse. They're not serving you. No, but the best option is giving God glory. And that looks like loving and serving your spouse and dying to yourself. So my hope is that as you sing this song Sunday, that we and all together as brothers and sisters choose the best option we could ever hope to have in every circumstance in our life. And that's to go for God's glory first. God bless you guys. See you Sunday.